Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This could be debris that is being lofted by a potential tornado on the ground.
That's how it sounded live on WOKV just before noon as we were tracking what ended up being a pretty strong tornado, leaving a trail of damage in a portion of St. John's County near the Rural Golf Village. That was the voice of First Alert meteorologist Corey Sima. And, you know, if you are new to the community, new to WOKV, first of all, welcome. And this time of the year is when we can see those cold fronts and the potential for isolated and even widespread damaging storms. That's why we call called it a First Alert Weather Day yesterday. It's also why we're committed to bringing you live wall-to-wall coverage of severe weather when we have an active warned storm. And that's what happened during the Brian Kilmeade show between around 11:30 and noon. And we were live in the First Alert Weather Center with meteorologist Corey Sima tracking it back up for our Friday weekend weather update. And before we go into the weekend, man, retelling the story of yesterday, did you get the sense based off of the Doppler radar and the tornado warned storm that we would see the strength and ferocity of that kind of a system?
Well, I'll take it back to the first signs of the storm. And Garrett Biedenbaugh, we were texting, and he was like, we got to keep an eye on that. And then they issued a severe thunderstorm warning. We're like, okay, we're definitely watching it now. And then they went tornado warning. And the circulation, as I'm watching it, it just kept getting stronger, and it's moving into a populated area. So, you know, I don't want to throw out these, you know, the phrase worst case scenario, but it's not a good scenario in a populated area with a potential tornado doing damage. We talked a little bit about the debris. First Alert Doppler HD can actually detect flying debris, and it can detect it not just like horizontally, but also into the air and higher up into the atmosphere. And we were seeing it up to 10,000 feet, which is pretty significant. Wow. Now, we don't know what that debris is. That may have been just leaves or tree branches. And let's hope that that was the case. But we saw what that tornado did in that neighborhood near World Golf Village.
So, how high can debris go when you have a tornado?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to. Thunderstorms that are really intense can get up to 40, 50, or 60,000 feet. I would highly doubt debris could make it that high. Maybe 20 or 30,000 feet.
If we're lucky in some ways, it's that, and reading through the survey by the National Weather Service survey team, was that this started in a heavily wooded area, initial touchdown right along County Road 13 North, then rapidly moved northeast, reaching County Road 208, where a tree had been snapped and fell onto an adjacent mobile home. And all of that before it hit the Trailmark community and parts of Picolata and right around the Rural Golf Village, the Samara Lakes neighborhood. It was on the ground for 6 miles. That's an incredibly long time for Northeast Florida. Tornadoes.
Exactly. For Northeast Florida, I thought, fortunately, there wasn't more damage done. But based on the video and just the presentation of the radar, it looked like it was going to be a stronger tornado. It wasn't. It was, I say, only an EF1, only in quotation marks. It's like just saying it's just a tropical storm. There's no such thing. But it was not a stronger tornado. And fortunately, we didn't see more significant damage because it looked like a potentially more significant tornado.
With winds right around 100 miles an hour based on the survey from the National Weather Service. Thankfully, no loss of life, only one injury, someone who took themselves to the hospital to be checked out. And all in all, property damage can be cleaned up. So that's the important part about it. But I think it also shows how quickly a storm can develop like that. You know, we talk about First Alert Weather Day and we talk about watches and warnings and the difference, but being weather aware is what I know you and Mike and Garrett and Trevor and even Maritza Ross will preach on again, off again in the First Alert Weather Center. It can happen so quickly. And we were seeing that. The thing that keeps getting me is the Ring doorbell camera video of just how quickly it goes from like calm to ferocious.
And one of the things that I want to guard against or make sure doesn't happen is the headlines out there that are, oh, it came out of nowhere, or, oh, it was so surprising. And, you know, I don't want that. I want people to know what could happen, when it could move in, and that kind of stuff. I want people to be informed. That's why we do the First Alert Weather Day. That's why we're on 104.5 WOKV. People, I want you to be informed. I want you to know.
And it's why we had a tornado watch in effect. And it was issued, and we were pretty clear in saying that a watch means conditions are favorable, but it doesn't, and a warning means you need to take action.
And there was only one tornado. It was a big tornado watch for all of Northeast Florida. There was only one tornado. I'd say it was worth it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your coverage. It was very calm and very informative and to the point when it mattered most. So now, for those who have cleanup on their hands, at least we don't have rain the next few days. We look really good for the weekend.
That's right. And we were just talking, Rich, before we came back. This is the third dry weekend in a row. Saturday and Sunday morning will be a little bit cool, but we'll be like around 50 to 55. And then we're going to be in the 70s and 80s for highs.
Nice.
Beautiful. Fabulous. Into next week, it's going to be even warmer. But this is spring. This is a dry time for Northeast Florida. So I'm not too shocked to see potentially 7 days with no rain. But it's not great for wildfire season. We can dry out quick. But we need some quiet weather. It's been a busy winter.
Yeah, and the rain yesterday was beneficial at least.
That's right.
That does help us.
Yes, so most definitely. We can dry out a little quick this time of year. Maybe not as quick in April as we would May, but a lot of spots got an inch of rain. I mean, and there wasn't a lot of flooding yesterday. That was another thing that surprised me. But we could take the rain.
Low humidity, which has also been very nice. We can take the mild days, but that allows us to cool off nicely at night. Is that continuing into the weekend too?
So as definitely for the weekend, with the morning lows in the 50s, that's a telltale sign right there. There basically won't be any humidity later in the day. Those mornings will warm a little bit into next week. It's also going to be hot into the afternoons, especially by Wednesday and Thursday. So Wednesday and Thursday may start to feel a little humid, but we're talking even farther down the road by that point.
Okay, so we can take that. That bad. Augusta looking good. Are we dry now after yesterday's storms up there too?
Today's going to be windy. That's the thing for today. But weekend at the Masters looks great.
Awesome.
You can watch it on CBS 47, of course. Temperatures.
I know you're going to be watching. You're not even worrying about the weather. You're like, come on, Max Homa. He's 6 under, by the way. He's now just one shot off the pace.
Wow.
Yeah, he's resuming his first round.
Him before I came up here.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be great. There's going to be less wind Saturday and Sunday. Sunday does look warm. Into the 80s, but it's going to be great.
Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the coverage of the Masters.
Too,
I know you got to keep an eye on the radar, but you'll have another eye over in this corner.
Two eyes at times.
Yeah, exactly. Great job yesterday. First Alert Weather all over the EF1 tornado as meteorologist Corey Sima kept you up to date, and then Garrett Biedenbaugh brought it home through the afternoon with continuing team coverage.